Hey, this is Ryan Kellermeyer from the Hunting Park Community Action Network. I am driving to our August 2nd meeting and testing out this new platform called Anchor. And I'm also reflecting on Miss Tina Amaro's funeral, which I attended this morning with lots of other neighbors, and just thinking about her and what an awesome woman she was, what a great leader she was, and really what a woman of faith she was. And one of the things that I regret is that in the many years I've lived in Hunting Park, we've never had a great way of cataloging the stories of wonderful people like Miss Tina. And so I've been wanting to start a podcast where I interview people and just ask them questions about their life and let them share their story, partly so that we can preserve the history of people in this neighborhood and where they've come from, what they've done while they've been here, just kind of leaving that as a record, because lots of amazing people are here now and have been here in the past and have contributed to the change that we've seen in our community, or on their block. Just testing out this platform to see how it works, and also testing whether or not this thing records well from my car microphone. So if it doesn't, you'll never hear this. And if it does, well, I guess you get to hear this. Anyway, so this is the Anchor platform, and hopefully we're going to launch a new podcast where we tell the stories of Hunt Park. Peace out.
Hi, my name is Diane Taylor, and I live in the 800 block of Wanda Hawkins Street, and I represent the 800 block of Wanda Hawkins. I just want to let you know, when I was having car problem with this family on Wanda Hawkins, me and Miss Tina got together, and we went to the 25th district, and we're still fighting the issue, but I plan to keep that going until it's resolved. But Miss Tina didn't only do that. Miss Tina also helped me to become a block captain, and I'll never forget the things that she taught me, and I try to do what she told me to do. I love Miss Tina. I'm going to miss her. And also Mr. Angel, he's another good friend of hers, and he lives on 9th Street. And he told me to let Rodney know that he's really going to miss Miss Tina, because Miss Tina, him and Miss Tina did a lot in the community when they, you know, when he was up on his feet. So that's the way I remember Miss Tina.
My name is Gregory Upshaw. I'm the block captain on the 4400 block of 7th Street. And my response to the passing of Miss Tina, who was a vital, important person in our community, is that from being in this community, I learned a lot from her and attained a lot of things from her, especially the knowledge about the community and the individuals and how our community works. If it wasn't for Miss Tina, I would never be where I'm at in my community, even knowing the families and the people and the children, because she was the type of individual that dedicated her life to her community and worked for her community. And it's only because of her that I've dedicated my time to that community, so it could be a better place for everyone to live in.
Hi, my name is Bernadette Mason, and I'm with the 4400 block of North Franklin Street. I'm the block captain, and I've known Miss Tina, as we call her, for over 10 years. She was a dedicated member of the community. She loved her community. She was a community activist, and she believed in helping just everyone. She was definitely a promoter of education. She loved the young people. She was stern. Everyone that was in her class would say Miss Tina didn't play. So we're going to miss her. We're going to miss all the work that she's done in the community. and just in the city within itself, because she would just give out bags of food to anybody, clothes. If she had it, she would just take a ride in her van and just give stuff away. And she did it from her heart. So we're going to truly miss her, to her family who loved her. But we know God loved her best, and He gave her her rest for a job well done.
Say your name and what block you're on.
My name is Jose Figueredo. I live on the 4400 block of North 8th Street. I've known Tina for, I'm not sure how many years now. She's the co-block captain on my block, committee person in the community. And I've just seen her always out doing a number of things, helping people. She cared a lot about the children. She cared about everyone in the neighborhood. Treated everyone like they were part of her family. Whenever I needed to talk with her about anything, she always made herself available. I really appreciate her, and I'm going to miss her a lot.
Hey, this is Ryan again. So as you've heard, I was able to interview a handful of neighbors from our meeting tonight and just capture some of their thoughts about Miss Tina. And clearly, everybody who knew Miss Tina, Miss Tina left a big impact. And collectively, her impact on our neighborhood is tremendous. One of the things that came out today at the funeral was that she is one of the people who was a leader when all the stuff was going on with the sinking homes over in Logan, and Harold O. Davis was, dealing with the city on these different issues. Apparently, somebody said that she took bags of dirt down to Mayor Street's office to show the contamination. And, it just sounded like in that effort, she was a real leader. And, she was a leader in our neighborhood. Her voice, she was almost like a moral compass for the community. For myself, I know anytime she was in a community meeting, I've known her for probably 12 to 15 years. And during that time, I've led a lot of community meetings. And anytime she showed up, she would always have a sort of skeptical kind of look on her face. But then over time, during a meeting, she might speak up, or in some way or another, she would voice her support. And, whenever she did that, it just really always made me feel great as somebody just trying to follow in her footsteps and be a leader and make an impact in the neighborhood here in Hunting Park. For her to co-sign on whatever was going on, whatever topic we were discussing, just to have her support, it gave me confidence, made me feel like I was going in the right direction. I think she never really challenged me aggressively, but there were times when she let me know, hey, you might think about this, you might think about that. And, what I appreciate about her was that, and they said this at the funeral today, that she meant what she said. She said what she meant, and she meant what she said. When she spoke to you, it was firm, but loving. She had authority, and she had compassion. And I think that was partly why she was so dynamic, and why people were drawn to her, why people would follow her, and why people trusted her leadership. Last time I saw her was at one of our community meetings maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and she was talking about getting back in the car and getting around again, and we're gonna miss having her here. We're gonna miss her input, we're gonna miss her wisdom, and I'm gonna miss that smile and that skepticism. We really are feeling a void now without her. And so we just want to say thank you to the family for sharing her with us all these years, and letting her be out of the house and involved in so many things. And, she gave herself to so many things and to so many people. And so we know certainly that she loved her family deeply. And we just hope that you feel encouragement and peace during these difficult times. We love Miss Tina. God bless.